Hey, what's up? It's BB hanging out with Mikey on the Random 30.
Where are you? Are you at home? I love that outdoor area.
Oh, thank you. I'm sitting by my garden.
Yeah, nice. I love that. How are you doing? Are you well? Are you good?
Is it bad that the there's a helicopter flying by? Is that bad?
Nah, that's fine. It creates atmosphere. It's all good.
Okay, sorry.
It makes it legit that you are outside in your garden. Are you well? Are you good?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, doing really good. Doing really good. Plenty to talk about. We'll talk about the brand new album. Sabotage, Diamond Certified. I mean, a diamond's a girl's best friend, right? How did you feel about that? Sabotage, everything I love.
It's always beautiful until I mess it up. Give me all the diamonds in the world.
Well, you can have sabotage.
I think with Meant to Be, I think that was like a real game changer for me. And knowing that there's not that many albums, I mean, songs out there that are diamond, it was really incredible. And I'm really grateful for it. Hopefully we can get another one.
The title Sabotage, some people take it in a bad way and in a fun way. Like you can have some fun and sabotage something in a fun way. But this isn't the fun way. This is about, this is like quite a deep song, actually. Yeah. How was it writing that? And is it from personal experience?
Yeah, I find myself, you know, in the past sabotaging things, I think, especially relationships.
Yeah.
Because I was scared of getting hurt. So I would find ways to kind of, I don't know, find a problem or something. And when I, you know, kind of like looked at why I was doing that, I was like, okay, I think that I'm doing this because I really am scared of getting hurt. I'm scared of getting my heart broken. And that's not always the healthiest thing to end something because you're scared or fearful of something. And I feel like a lot of times we do that to ourselves. It could be a relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be a job. It could be a diet, as simple as a diet. It could be whatever, you know, everybody has their own vices.
Writing about that story, and many people go through this and they feel the same way. Did it make you understand and feel how you can overcome that and not sabotage, say, a relationship or a friendship or work?
I've definitely it's interesting. Like, you know, it's weird. Like for me, it's like to really understand why I'm doing something, sometimes it's the best when I put out a song. It's like kind of this, like a form of self-therapy for me. And I feel like now I finally am able to catch myself when I do something. I mean, not so much the food and the pizza and stuff like that, but like relationship stuff, definitely. But I still have my food's got a soft spot in my heart. But when it comes to like the relationships and stuff like that, I kind of catch myself.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Can we talk about Sacrifice too? And it's from the same upcoming album. What are we sacrificing? Where are we heading with this one? Sacrifice when it comes to me, don't want no compromise. This should be the only body. I love the titles of these songs, by the way, because they're really intriguing.
They're a little dark and dramatic, right? That's like what I love that. I'm a very dramatic and I like darker pop lyrics. That's just what I just love that, you know, like the I'm a mess world. Like I live for that, you know. Sacrifice, funny story is we have the album complete and we had no dance song on the album, nothing. And to be quite honest with you, we had finished the whole album and I was just like a year into pandemic and I'm like, I am so like over this. Like I just wish I could like have a fun dance party song. Like I just want to add someone to the album, who cares? Like I just want to do it. And we came up with Sacrifice and I sat with my A&R and I was like, I know this does not fit the sound at all or the vibe we're going with, but you got to let me put this on the album because I need it. for my sanity. Because when the clubs open up, when I go back to the clubs, this is the song I want them playing in the clubs. And he's like, okay, fine. So Sacrifice is like a, you know, is a dance record. It's a freestyle dance record. It's, you know, of course, the lyrics are a bit darker because that's who I am and what I like to go to. I'm being dramatic. It's about, you know, sacrificing something in a relationship. And it's all depends on what, however you look at it, yeah. Whatever you think somebody needs to sacrifice to be in a relationship with you. But for me, you know, there's certain things that you need to sacrifice to be with me. But yeah, just it feels good, though. And the lyrics are a bit dramatic, like I am. Cause I'm saying I want to be the air that you breathe and I want to live in your brain. Like, you know, I mean, it's, I'm being dramatic, but kind of that's how us girls really are sometimes. But I have to be the only one in everything.
I really like that. Where I'm trying to understand the album as well, is we've gone from Sabotage, where we are, I guess, sabotaging relationships. But another title on the album is Die for a Man.
Yeah.
It's so kind of sabotaging, but we want the man?
No, so Die for a Man is actually, it's interesting. Die for a Man, so, you know, I wrote a lot of these songs in the same relationship that I was in. And it was kind of like this up and down situation. Die for a Man, it features Lil Uzi Vert. And Die for a Man was when I was in a rocky place with my boyfriend. I was in a super rocky place and I was kind of getting scared. I was like, okay, this guy might be out. Like, he might be out. And I was like, you know what? If he doesn't want me and he changes his mind, that's fine. Because I would never die for a man. It's that
right.
way.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, the first lyric in the song is, if you ever were to say goodbye, I wouldn't fret. I wouldn't even cry, you know, and it's about, and then the second verse is like, when I was younger, I used to think that I needed a man to help me navigate this frightening life. But every time they broke my heart, I thought that I would die, but I survived. Baby, I'm alive.
Wow.
So, yeah. Wow. So it's an empowerment record of being like, obviously, you know, with my songwriting, it's just saying like, you might go through a breakup and somebody might break your heart, but it doesn't mean it's going to kill you. That's just basically another cooler way of saying it.
The album, which is out on Friday, Better Mistakes. I'm reading that you said it was challenging to write, and hearing what we're talking about with the songs, is it personal just in general to yourself or in, hello, Pooch.
Sorry.
Welcome. Is there a song about the dog?
I did have a song about the dog, but not on the album.
Right, that'll be the next album. The album itself, is it mental health issues as well? Because I know that's kind of in the headlines as well with you, and hope you are okay. But you said it was challenging.
Yeah, you know, it's just when you have, you know, when you're dealing with mental health, whether it's anxiety or depression or something a little bit more serious or whatever it may be, you know, in life, it happens. We all go through phases of being sad and happy. And I just want to be an advocate for people who don't have a voice and they feel kind of lost and they're scared and they feel alone and they don't know what's going on with them. And I want fans and people out there that are feeling kind of low and sad to not feel that way, because things always end up okay. And I feel like sometimes people need to hear that. And when I was younger and I was scared and I was anxious and like didn't know anything about the world, I would have loved to hear my favorite artist talk about that or those things.
Wow.
Just so I didn't feel so alone. With mental health, I wrote a song called Break My Heart Myself, which is the opening track on the album, and it features Travis Barker from Blink-182.
Sure.
And the song is about you know, you could come in, and this is not just the relationship, it could be anybody. Like, you could come in and try to break my heart, but my love, I've already broken my heart 8 million times, because sometimes we're our own worst enemies, whether it's anxiety, depression, messing up a relationship. I've already broken my heart 8 billion times. There's nothing you could do to come break my heart. So like, please move on and move away. And then we got the lovely Travis Barker playing drums. He kills it. Like, we just shot the video. It's epic. And I'm just so excited. I'm really excited.
I love it. Well, the new album, Better Mistakes, is out on Friday. BB, looking forward to this album. Thanks so much for stopping by for a chat.
I know, Mikey. Hopefully we'll see each other in person next time. It's like that these interviews over Zoom are not working for me.
Nope. Yeah, no, it's good. It's gonna be fine.
Doing it, but I want that in-person interaction.
That would be really cool.
I'm stuck here. I'm stuck here.
Well, come to Australia for a holiday and we'll sort it out.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Let's do it.